I lost $120 to that dude, Mike Ness. We were playing cards backstage at one of the Almost Acoustic Christmas shows that they played, and I had to go to the ATM and get money to pay him off. So hopefully I can win that back this year when they play the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. It's Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? We have What's Up with Florida. There's a guy in Florida who claims that he was kidnapped and shot himself in the leg to prove it. People are dumb on the show today. We're going to talk all about the Dodgers back-to-back World Series champions. We have the 420 catch of the day. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets to the 34th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. This.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard.
Smith, it's a high fly ball to deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone. It's Will Smith. In game 7.
And we're going to talk to Mama Muggs about the World Series coming up in a few minutes on K-Rock. What a wild series that was for the World Series. Oh, my God. I thought I was going to die, and I thought we would talk to Mama Muggs, Beer Mug's actual mom, who's been a Dodger fan her whole life.
Yes.
And I do have to introduce you by saying in 1988, you left the World Series game. You were at Dodger Stadium, and then you left before Kurt Gibson. Okay.
Yes. Now I have a confession to make.
All right.
Only to Kevin.
Yeah.
Because he knows my history of 88.
Right.
I turned it off.
What?
No way. Yes.
At what point did you... Game 7, you mean?
Well, first, I turned it off twice.
Okay.
I first turned it off when it was 3-1.
Right.
And then I couldn't stand it anymore.
But that was only the third inning. How can you turn it off that early?
I convinced myself, okay, Mama Muggs, I'm not going to be upset if they lose. They did a good season, but then I had to go back. And I went back, and then I turned it off again when it was 4-2. And I said, okay, they're losing. I can't stand this anymore. So
you turned it off again.
I turned it back at 4-3.
Okay.
It was Muncy's home run.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, it was after Muncy. It was 4-3. And then I turned it off right before Miggy Rowe hit the home run.
Right.
To make it 4-4.
Uh-huh. One of the most exciting plays of the game.
Yeah, well, when he hit the home run, and the defense was unreal for the Dodgers.
Yeah, agreed.
The outfield catch by Paez.
Where he just steamrolled Hernandez. That was fantastic. I was so happy to see that.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And then, of course, the last... Well, then I waited till the 11th inning, and then, what's his name? Will Smith. Hit the home run 5-4.
Smith, it's a high fly ball to deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone. It's Will Smith in game 7. And in the 11th inning of game 7, the Dodgers lead for the first time.
That is so hard on someone like you for the Dodgers to be behind the whole game.
My heart had to be restarted at that point. I couldn't stand it anymore. I was screaming so hard. I put my finger in the socket where I charge my electric car. I had to say, okay, I got to get a charge.
But you saw that. You saw that home run.
I saw that home run,
okay,
and I said,
great.
Oh, my. The bottom of the inning, I thought I would pass out.
Yeah.
And when... Betts made that double play. What a double play that was.
Yeah, agreed. That's two games they won on double plays at the very end.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
absolutely wild.
It really did have the feeling like the Dodgers were playing okay, but we might lose.
Oh, I definitely
the whole
thought
game.
We were going to lose.
Well, you always think they're going to lose, but... But after everything that happened in the World Series, you didn't go, well, these guys have a little something extra, and... Maybe they'll pull it out.
I was screaming my head off. They heard me in the next town over. And I couldn't believe it. I kept playing it over. Did they do it? Really? And I was screaming again. I'm still not calmed down.
Nope. That shows how big of a fan you are, how long it takes you to calm down after something like that.
Yes. And then this morning, with the parade and all the speeches at Dodger Stadium, I got pumped up again. So
of course.
Now I have to calm down again.
Yeah, but Mama Mugs, now they're talking three-peat.
I was just going to say that. We've got to do three-peat.
Oh,
I mean, there's no way.
Why would you put that pressure on yourself not being able to watch games when they get behind?
I know, but that I'm just drawn to it like I was when I turned it off and turned it back on.
Well, congratulations. I'm so happy for you. I'm sorry that
Thank
I'm
you, honey.
So happy the Dodgers won 2 years in a row, which is very
yep.
hard to do.
Yeah.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
You
we'll
bet.
See you next year.
Yes, for sure. We have a pair of tickets before you can buy them for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas coming up in the 5 o'clock hour this afternoon on K-Rock. 17-year-old Caden Spate was arrested on Tuesday for setting up his own kidnapping and shooting himself in the leg. What's Up with Florida's on the way. That is Third Eye Blind. They are playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, which is always my favorite night of the year. They're playing with Wet Leg and Yellow Card and Social D and Rise Against and The Paradox and Evanescence and Papa Roach and the All-American Rejects. It's going to be a great show. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon. Let's talk Florida.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's Up with Florida?
A 17-year-old Florida boy is facing multiple charges after authorities say he staged his own kidnapping. Dude's name was Caden Spate. He was arrested on Tuesday and charged with making a false report to law enforcement, presenting false evidence, shooting into a conveyance, which I think is a car, and possession of a firearm by a minor. This guy set the whole thing up. The investigation started on September 25th when Spate texted his family that he'd been shot. So his family, of course, calls police. Investigators respond to the scene where his last known location on Life 360. They found his car with a bullet hole in it, but no Caden. Everybody in Florida that does this kind of thing got together and did a huge search for this little bastard Caden, but they were unable to locate him. And then Spate was found the next day with a gunshot wound to his leg. And upon further inspection, authorities allege Spate staged the scene to appear as a kidnapping, including firing a shot through the vehicle windshield, leaving blood in the vehicle, and destroying his cell phone before fleeing on a bicycle. His laptop, this is sweet, showed ChatGPT searches about, quote, collecting his blood without causing pain, and, quote, Mexican cartels. Here's the sheriff talking about Caden shooting himself.
Who had a handgun with him since the beginning of all of this, chose to shoot himself in the leg, causing a non-life-threatening injury just prior to walking out to the roadway where he would be located by citizens in Williston. There is zero chance that Caden's gunshot wound came from any type of an assailant.
There's 100% chance that Caden was from Florida. Made the announcement earlier this morning, the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, the All-American Rejects, Evanescence, Papa Roach, The Paradox, Rise Against, Social D, Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, and Yellow Card. It is clearly my favorite night of the year every single year. I love these, and I can't wait. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon. We've got a pair of tickets for you in the 5 o'clock hour here on K-Rock. So Saturday night was Game 7 of the World Series between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. And I am fascinated with Game 7s because the entire season comes down to one game. As a matter of fact, there's a series on Amazon that's called Game 7. And it basically takes a look at baseball, hockey, and all the different sports and what happens during a seventh game of the championship. So before we went to the birthday party, I said to Marin, my wife, are they going to have the baseball game on? Because I need to see the seventh game of the World Series. And she said, yep, game will be on, no problem. So we get to the party, the game is on, it's all good. And then we have to get food. And the host of the party says, thanks everybody for coming, food's over there. We go get food, we come back, we're watching the game. It's the bottom of the eighth inning, so the Blue Jays are batting. And somebody on the couch says, hey, I just got a text about the Dodgers tying it. And we said, what are you talking about? Turns out the host had paused the game when we went and got food. Paused game seven at the very end of it to go get food. And I was outraged. I was like, how can you pause a game seven right there? Food can wait. What's wrong with you? So I said, make it go live. And she's like, you just want to jump to the front? What if we miss something? And I said, go live. If we miss something, we'll go back and watch it. So she goes live, and this is what we hear.
No way!
All right, so we missed the game tying home run. We had to rewind it and watch.
Drilled to left field and deep and gone! No way! Miguel Rojas! Dave Roberts played his gut. The guy hadn't had a hit in a month. And in the ninth inning of game seven, he set a tying home run.
All right, so we missed that game-tying home run, but we went back and watched it, and it was fantastic. And now we're sitting in front of the TV watching it live. Blue Jays are up, bases loaded.
Varsho. Roller to second. Rojas comes home in time! And it's Miguel Rojas who ties it in the top of the ninth. Saves it in the bottom of the ninth.
So the Dodgers sneak out of that, and then it's the 11th inning of the World Series, Game 7. And the catcher for the Dodgers, Will Smith, comes up to the plate.
Smith hits a high fly ball to deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone! It's Will Smith in Game 7! And in the 11th inning of Game 7, the Dodgers lead for the first time.
At my party, somebody says, it's time to sing happy birthday. And I say, the hell it is. They paused the game with three more outs to win the World Series for the Dodgers for the second time in a row. They paused the game in the middle of the 11th inning. Happy birthday to happy birthday. I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? Let's watch the Dodgers win the World Series.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Kirk bounces one up the middle. Bats to the back. Over to first to beat the champ. You gotta knock him out. The Dodgers stand tall and win back-to-back titles.
And then I went and apologized to the host of the party. It is world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And we've got three things at four coming up next on K-Rock.
It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. 420 catch of the day is coming up. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, a Detroit man was running an illegal vending machine business right outside of his home where he sold herbal products that were not exactly legal, aka ganja or just weed. He designed a fully functional machine attached to his house that accepted cash, credit cards, and even Apple Pay. The operation was so smooth that he was earning around $2,000 a day for almost 4 years before being caught. What shocked investigators most wasn't just the operation size, but the confidence behind it. The vending machine was bolted outside in plain view, almost as if it was just a soda dispenser. Neighbors admitted that they had seen people using it daily, but they assumed that it was harmless. I mean, it is harmless. We're talking about weed.
Yeah.
But anyway, the guy was arrested. And also, this guy is a genius, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Number two, a doctor became an instant legend on Halloween after getting called in for an emergency baby delivery dressed as the Joker. The doctor was at a Halloween party when he got the call and had to rush to the hospital with full makeup and green hair. The woman having the baby said, it kind of took away from everything I was doing and the pain. It made me feel calm. The Joker made her feel calm. The first thing that baby saw entering the world is the Joker. That kid is going to be messed up.
Yep.
And number three, speaking of kids, There was a kid in Greendale, Wisconsin, who pulled a Shohei Ohtani card from a $6 pack at a local hobby shop. The card is a one-of-one superfractor, which has an estimated value of around $30,000 and probably even more now. And this is what the kid had to say.
Have you hit anything better than that ever?
No.
All right. Are you going to let your dad have that card?
No.
Solid answer.
No.
I'm Megan Holliday, and that was Three Things at Four on K Rock.
K Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We haven't played this song yet. It is Rise Against. Their new album is called Ricochet, and this song is called Ricochet as well. It uses imagery of ricocheting to discuss how every action, including silence and apathy, can have consequences. Every choice, every shrug, every shot fired, they all ricochet. It's Rise Against. They will be playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas December 13th at the Forum. I love this band so much. This is Ricochet on K-Rock, the 420 catch of the day. I love that band. Rise Against. Ricochet is the name of that song. It's the 420 catch of the day. Rise Against is playing the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas with the All-American Rejects, Evanescence, Papa Roach, The Paradox. Social D is going to play. Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, and Yellow Card. Tickets go on sale Friday at noon. It's my favorite night of the year. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We have something for you.
Woo! You're going to be able to win up your tickets to Acoustic Christmas. It's all going down December 13th at the Forum.
And you can win them before you can buy them in the 5 o'clock hour on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. And we have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Woo!
I love this night of the year every single year. It was announced this morning with Klein Alley, the All-American Rejects, Evanescence, Papa Roach, The Paradox, Rise Against, Social D, Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, and Yellow Card, all in one night.
Dude,
it's so fun.
A lot of bands to list off.
Yes. So tickets go on sale Friday at noon at Ticketmaster, or you can win them this afternoon. We have them for the next hour. We're going to take your phone calls and text at 800-520-1067. We've done this topic before. You had to miss a show for something, but we're going to do a redemption call.
Yeah.
So you had to miss a K-Rock show of some sort. It could be a weenie roast. It could be just a K-Rock Presents.
Yeah, or a sound space even,
yep,
you know. Yeah.
Exactly. So you had tickets and you were unable to go to a K-Rock show. What happened? 800-520-1067. And the most entertaining call?
We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go to this year's Almost Acoustic Christmas.
K-Rock, hello.
Oh, my God. I had to take my mom to the hospital. She had a heart attack.
Stupid mom.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't she know you have a show? Did it turn out all right?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
She came out all right.
Good. You sound very down.
It was bad, but it was worth it. I knew she's alive.
Well, yes. I'm glad.
Yeah, same.
We are looking for redemption. We're taking your stories. Have you missed a K-Rock show because...
And the best call, we're going to get you tickets to Acoustic Christmas going down on December 13th at the Forum.
Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday taking your phone calls for redemption. Why did you have to miss a K-Rock show? And we have tickets for the Almost Acoustic Christmas, which was announced this morning.
And you're going to see All-American Rejects, Evanescence, Papa Roach, The Paradox, Rise Against, Social D, Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, and Yellow Card.
It is such a fun night. And we're taking your calls and text 800-520-1067. The question is, you had to miss a K-Rock show. Why?
I sure did. It was Cage the Elephant, and it was at 1 p.m. It was one of those sound space shows.
Right.
And no matter how I swung it as a teacher, there was just no way I could sneak out and then sneak back in.
Don't you call and say,
yeah,
I'm liquid from the neck down or something. Just
I wish.
Just lie.
It was also student teaching, so it was like, do you want to graduate? Do you want to do this as a job? I was so sad.
Yeah,
that hurts.
I know. You got to make the tough call sometimes.
But at least you entered a lucrative business.
Oh, God. Right.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah. Hi. I was calling about the K-Rock concert.
Yes. Why did you miss a K-Rock show?
Yeah, I missed it because my best friend swindled me out of my tickets to go with another friend because I didn't have a driver's license.
Oh, my God. Why would you need one?
Well, I was 15 and a half. So it was 1988. It was the K-Rock Music for the Masses concert at the Pasadena Rose Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Depeche Mode.
I had a job. I bought two tickets, and I was willing to go with somebody that would drive. Well, I couldn't find anybody to drive, and one of my friends said, oh, I can sell them for you. And so what he ended up doing is he ended up having our other friend's sister drive him to the concert. So I missed out on one of the best concerts ever.
Wow.
Oh,
that's
my
rough.
God,
your friend sucks.
Yeah. Hope you're not friends anymore.
Actually, we're still some of the best friends.
Wow. You are resilient.
We tell the story all the time.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I got a story for you.
All right, let's hear it.
So, huge K-Rock fan from back in the day. I'm a little older, and I've been to almost all the Weenie Roasts.
Nice.
And when my daughter was old enough, I started bringing her. And we were all set to go one, ready to leave the house for Weenie Roast, and she threw up on me.
Oh, she not only threw up, but on you.
She threw up on me, like straight up on me. Like she was surprised by what was happening in the moment. She didn't expect it. She had a fever, and so we didn't go.
Oh, that sucks so much.
Yeah. Do you remember who was playing that year?
I think 21 Pilots first came out. It was the year they played in the smaller section. You know how you guys have
the side stage?
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
That's brutal.
And they were like brand new and like we, I heard about it later and I could have seen them win.
Oh.
You know?
All right. It's time for redemption. Your stories of why you missed the K-Rock show, 800-520-1067. K-Rock, you had to miss this show. Why?
I did. I missed July 1996.
July 1996. Okay.
And it was Pearl Jam and I went into labor.
Oh.
So, like, how many hours before the show?
Yeah, it was 12 hours. It was so sad.
Oh, oh that hurts.
Was it worth it to have the kid?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Great question. Can't wait to see that live at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We're taking your phone calls on you had to miss a K-Rock show.
I got a text that says, I won tickets to see Phoenix from K-Rock and asked my current man at the time to go with me. We'd been dating for 4 months at the time. He told me it sounded too much like a date and didn't want to go. I was devastated because I assumed that we had been going out on dates. I was too sad to even pick up the tickets and broke up with him anyway. I now am dating an amazing man who set his intentions with me early on and would love to take him on a date.
Oh, very
nice.
So
that would be redemption for sure. Oh, my God.
800-520-1067. It's the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Megan, what are we offering today?
We have tickets to Acoustic Christmas, and you're getting these before you can buy them, which is this Friday at noon.
Yes, and these are concert redemptions. Sorry. So you had to miss a K-Rock show because why?
3 years ago, I was supposed to go with my wife to the K-Rock Acoustic Christmas. Earlier in the day, my mother had fell and sprained her ankle. My wife tells me we got to go. And I look at her with such distraught face and emotion, and I tell her, okay. So we take her. As my father's pulling up to the hospital, we were about to go. We probably were going to catch the last concert, the last two or three bands.
The end of it, yeah.
Yeah. As my father's pulling up to watch her for us, he gets in a minor car crash right outside the hospital. So he's being checked for head trauma. My mom's being checked for a sprained ankle. All while they're still bickering at each other as to why they had those injuries in the first place.
Oh, my God.
Why did your parents not want you to go to that show? What show was it?
Well, I'm sitting in the corner with my head down, and my wife's trying to console me, telling me it's okay, at least they're alive.
Oh,
and,
God.
And I just look at her with the most despicable face I could
that
even
was,
think of.
That was the year where it was like The Offspring and Garbage. And
I've been wanting to see Offspring.
I'm Ouch. Sorry to rub it in, but it was a fantastic show.
Oh my God.
You had to miss a K-Rock show. Why?
It was the Weenie Roast. Jed the Fish gave us tickets. I had my newborn daughter. I was breastfeeding, couldn't take her. So I had to give my tickets to my stupid ex-husband so he could take our son.
That sounds especially painful.
Who did you miss?
You know, it was 28 years ago. I remember President of the United States being there.
Oh, nice.
The Presidents of the United States of America. You miss them singing
Peaches.
Yes.
And Lump.
Yeah, that's the only group I remember that being there, though.
That is a random group to remember. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? So, hey, I got three K-Rock concerts that I missed. All right, so the Green Day at SoFi.
Oof.
And then the next day was Bush at the Greek.
Okay, so you missed Green Day, then you missed Bush.
The following day was Greek again at Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, God, so you missed Green Day again.
The reason why is I got sick right before the concert. I got spinal meningitis, and then I was in a coma for 1 week after that.
Oh, my God, dude.
Wow.
Are you all right?
Yeah, now I'm fine. I mean, it was a year ago, but I missed all three shows. It was back to back to back.
I'm not going to lie, that Green Day at Jimmy Kimmel was pretty epic. Dude, I'm the worst. I'm terrible. God.
What's his name, David?
Okay, yeah, his name is David.
David, you were in a coma.
Oh, man. Christmas is coming early for me. Thank you, guys.
Yes, it is. You got tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Oh, man, you guys are awesome. Love you guys.
Thanks.
We love you too, buddy.
That is it for me. Megan Holiday has you from here on out.
And I do just want to say, Kev, I'm really excited that you're going to be here Acoustic Christmas.
Same.
Oh, my gosh.
It's my favorite night of the year.
I know. It's always such a blast.
Yep.
And we've got All American Rejects, Evanescence, Papa Roach, The Paradox, Rise Against, Social D, Third Eye Blind, Wet Leg, and Yellow Card.
Can't wait.
I know. So Friday at noon, tickets are going on sale.